Welcome to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM. It's season two. Amazing. How have we got this far in Dolby? Hey, Brother Dolby, tell me about what's happening this season. What's new?
Yeah, we've got a few changes lined up, Dylan. You know, we're going to change up the music a little bit, make it a bit more poppier, probably. We've got a panel. Instead of the Collins. Some of the Collins are getting a bit of a drag, you know. So is it like a panel of judges? Is it judges?
I wouldn't go as far to say they're judges, though I'm sure they will be judging, being Dolby City. But they're more, I would more refer to them as experts. We've got two experts who are going to be coming in every week, and one other expert in some sort of field who will be coming in from time to time. Yeah, the idea is to just get away from those bloody phones. I don't know how much more I can deal with the general public in Dolby City. That's probably the main change for season two.
Yeah, agreed. Good change. But anyway, this week, Dylan, we're going to be talking about jobs here in Dolby City. We're very interested as well. Like, you know, like people that done pretty well here, went to university, got a good degree, but still stayed in Dolby City and have continued to work here and add to the economy. We're very interested to see what sort of jobs and what sort of, you know, what future you can look forward to in Dolby City.
I have one of those stories, I guess. I did a degree here in Dolby. I went to university. I did like this degree. It was 4 years, and it was cool. I loved my time at university, and I did a major in management systems and information technology, and it was cool. But this was in the 90s, so everyone I knew who had done degrees was finishing their degrees, and they would like want to be full time musicians or artists, or they want to write a novel or a collection of poems, or just chill out and get into gardening and stuff. And that was the slacker thing. That was the ultimately cool thing to the 90s. So I got my degree and I went on the benefit in Dolby for quite a while. And it was awesome. It was really nice. But after about, must have been 6 months or so, I got a letter from the unemployment people, and I had to go down and meet them, and I went up to the office and I sat down with them. They said, look, you've been on the benefit for 6 months. Basically, you've got to get a job or we're going to cut your benefit. And I went, okay. And they said, we've got two jobs for you and you can choose one of them. And the first one wasn't too bad. They wanted me to sell sausage, cook sausages on a barbecue, and the sausage sizzle for the agricultural field days. Whereas basically it's all the farmers from around Dolby come in with their cows and their sheep and their tractors and farm equipment and stuff, and they kind of like parade around and sell stuff. But they wanted me to sell sausages, but I was a vegetarian at the time. I swear they found that out. The second job they offered me was to work at the Dolby Meatworks, and I didn't even know this job existed, but apparently there's a room somewhere and they must have something to do with processing meat and all the bits and pieces, but they have effluent and waste, and they wanted me to be a sampler to sniff the waste products coming out of the meatworks, the Dolby Meatworks. And I'll say it again, I was a vegetarian at the time, and they said, basically you've got not much time to find yourself a job. So I did. I got a job as a relief postie, and I had this cool bike which got flat tires off, and I did get chased by dogs. But it was an awesome job. I started at 6 in the morning sorting mail, and I was on my bike about sort of 8 or 9, sunshine, rain, whatever, and delivering mail. It was awesome. And then my next job, I ended up wearing a suit, working at a bank as a financial consultant. It wasn't much fun. I would have rather been back on the benefit again.
God, Dylan, you're going to make my story sound so bloody boring. You know me, I've from school straight to Radio Dolby. I was done my work experience here, finished school, came back here. First of all, I was doing tea, coffee, doing the runs, progressed to shops, Mars bars, that sort of thing, and just worked my way up. And yeah, this is all I've ever done, Radio Dolby, you know. So it's I love it here, but I've not had those life experiences that you have.
Yeah, they weren't necessarily good experiences. But anyway, here we are at Radio Dolby, 89.6 FM. And we've been talking for a while now, haven't we? We must be due for an advert. And then we're into, we're into the job fair at Dolby City. Let's go. You want to be, do you want to be Biden? Come join the Dolby USA. Do you want money to get your head kicked in? If you like, you can do it for free. The Dolby City USC is looking for new recruits right now. If you think you've got what it takes to bruise and bleed, then turn it into cash. Come talk to us at Dolby City Recruitment. We've got a place waiting for you. Do you wanna be, do you wanna be Biden? Come join us at Dolby USC. Do you wanna be, do you wanna be Biden? Come join us at Dolby USC.
So next up, we're gonna be talking about the job fair, Dylan. I don't think I'm 100% sure what a job fair is. You sent me a text here saying, let's talk about the job fair, but what's a job fair? Like, I've never heard of it.
What do you mean? We were there last week. We recorded the whole thing. Look, press play and maybe it'll jog your memory. Hi there, we're here at the Dolby City Job Fair, and Brother Dolby's here with me. We're going to ask some people about what sort of jobs they're looking for. Hi there, I'm just wondering, are you looking for a job tonight?
No, I have just come for free stuff.
Oh, awesome, what have you got so far?
A hat and 3 pence.
Oh, that's fantastic, well done tonight.
Hey dude, you in the balaclava. What are you doing here? What are you doing in the job fair? What's going on?
It is not a balaclava. This is high fashion, you idiot.
Bro, high fashion or not, you can't rock about with a balaclava on. What the fuck do you think you are?
Chill, dude. It is fucking Dolby City.
Dolby City or not, you'll get jacked, bro.
I just want a job at the mines.
What job do you want? What job? What job do you want? What job would you like? I want to get a job. That's not too hard. I want to get a job. We appreciate what I do. I want to get a job. That fits into my lifestyle. I want to get a job. And what I want to be. I want to get a job. That actualizes who I am.
Balaclava
in a mine. My very reason for living.
you going?
Good, mate. How are you? Looking for a job?
Not really, but yeah, this one looks interesting.
No, not for you.
What do you mean?
It's for a nuclear physicist at the power station.
Yeah, but how do you know I'm not a qualified nuclear physicist?
Can you keep a secret?
Sure.
What's with the microphone?
I'm recording a broadcast for Radio Dolby 89.6 FM.
It will be fine then.
All right, what do you want to show me?
Check this out. Let me start up my computer.
Okay, so what is it?
Hang on. I am waiting for the icons to appear.
Okay. It's just I got my microphone runs on batteries and stuff, and if it takes too long, I might not be able to record this. I would have to wait though.
Okay, almost there.
Okay. Still taking a while. Okay. What are we looking at?
What do you see?
A whole lot of camera footage, thousands of screens.
Yes.
Data accumulating.
Yes.
What is it?
This is pure AI technology, brought to you by a joint venture between the Scientologists and Dolby City Recruitment.
And?
Well, data is being collected at every camera point in Dolby and analyzed by AI software.
And?
Well, think about a camera that measures how long it takes you to process an instruction at an ATM machine. Measured in milliseconds.
And?
Or recording your decision to pull or push that door.
And?
Tracing your license plate to your name, while at the same time, measuring your driving ability.
And?
Using facial recognition software. Analyzing every single action taken, from every single person in Dolby. 24 hours a day, 7 days
okay,
a week.
You got me. So, for what purpose?
Jobs. It is part of a global experiment. The ultimate way to structure a society.
Based on IQ.
To be honest, it is nothing new.
Okay.
The real interesting thing from a HR perspective is when you look at historical data, the average score of an IQ test, using a pretty large sample of the general population, has been consistently around 100. This is within the range most people would consider to be smartish.
Right, okay. That's
so. If you sample the IQ of a range of professions, you start to see a pattern.
Yep, like what?
People with an average IQ of 90 tend to be truck and van drivers, warehousemen, carpenters, cooks, bakers, and small farmers.
Okay.
An average IQ of 100 are people like sheet metal workers, machine operators, shopkeepers, butchers, and welders.
Wow, okay. Yep.
People with an IQ of 110 are salesmen, foremen, electricians, clerks, policemen, and telephone operators.
Yep. Go.
120. Are nurses, accountants, stenographers, pharmacists, school teachers and managers.
Awesome.
130 are lawyers, physicians, engineers and surgeons.
Keep going up.
140 are the research scientists and professors.
So we're basically talking about predestination, your career determined by your IQ, is that it?
Pretty much. The perfect way to structure a society.
Well that's disturbing really, isn't it?
But it is already happening. The US military has determined that anyone who has an IQ of less than 83 is a liability to their organization.
Right, so how's that?
They have been at the forefront of IQ research since World War I.
Okay.
The US military is huge and needs to sort of large amounts of people quickly.
Yep.
Like who is working in the kitchen, who is flying jet fighters, etc.
Yep.
Let's not forget that the United States spends more on its military than the next 11 countries combined.
No, let's not
they know what
that.
They are talking about.
Yeah, okay.
They concluded that if you have an IQ of less than 83, there was not a single role you could take up in the military that would not be counterproductive.
Right. So not even like cleaning the toilets and those sort of jobs wouldn't work at all?
No.
And?
Well, 1 in 10 people have an IQ of less than 83.
Right. And so that means...
So, with the technology we have, we can revolutionize the employment industry and society. As soon as you are old enough to step out of your house, we can determine your future job prospects.
That's pretty messed up. Hey, do you have that data on me at all?
Sure, wait up. You work on radio, right?
Yep, that's the one, Dolby 89.6 FM.
Don't quit your job.
All right, hey, cool. Let's go to an ad.
Are you feeling lost? no sense of direction. Do you need some help to find your way? We can help you find where you should be. A career direction. A career direction. Adult Employment Agency. We can find a job for you. Come make an appointment with one of our trained employment advisors. We've had 25 years in the industry, and we know about jobs. And we know about jobs. And we know about you.
And welcome to the Dolby panel on Radio Dolby 89.6 FM this evening. This is our first show with a panel, so I guess I'd better start by introducing our resident experts. First of all, we have Dr. Brian Johnson, Senior Lecturer in Psychology at Dolby University.
Good evening.
And our other panel member is local social media influencer, Mandy Flowers.
It's hashtag MandyF. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Flickr, Vimeo, BizSugar, right. Blogspot, WhatsApp, yep, TikTok, yep. Yeah, yeah, Reddit, yeah. Quora, and Buzzsprout.
Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for that. Our special guest tonight is Lauren Beard from, she's a careers advisor and HR specialist.
Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. This evening, I'd actually like to start with Dr. Johnson and ask about the psychology of applying for a job.
Well, tonight, since we are talking about jobs, I would like to talk about the Hewlett-Packard internal report.
All right, go on.
Well, it seems when it comes to the qualifications required for a new job, men apply for a job when they meet only 60% of the qualifications, but women apply only if they meet 100% okay. of them.
So tell me about, like, when you applied to run the psychology department at Dolby University, were you, like, you were 100% qualified?
Of course. I had just received a doctorate.
So where from?
From Nairobi University.
Wow, so you spend a fair bit of time in Kenya.
Well, technically it was done online.
How much did you have to pay?
Excuse me?
How much did you have to pay?
For what?
Your doctor, whatever.
I am a doctor of philosophy, my dear.
Look, let's not get distracted from what we're talking about tonight. So you're trying to say that men are more likely to apply for jobs that they are less qualified to apply for?
Yes.
But he is not even qualified. He is a quack.
What qualifies you as a social media expert?
Likes.
Likes?
Yes, likes. My influence is something you have to earn, unlike yourself.
How did you earn your influence?
Experience, man. Check out this photo of me in Bali last week.
Oh, wait, hang on. That looks like the poster outside Calypso Travel Brokers, actually, to be honest.
What about this one? A photo of me below the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, it looks a little bit like the framework under the Dolby City Harbour Bridge.
Yes, that is indeed the bridge.
Have you ever been to Paris?
No, I am not a big fan of snails. I refuse to eat snails.
Yeah, I don't think snails are a big deal in France, to be honest.
I don't care. I can't eat foreign food.
That's why you gotta dodge your doctorate online.
I'll have you know that before I was a doctor of psychology, I was a reputable writer on all things psychological. My work was published in many books and magazines.
I remember them. The best one was in the Dolby Gazette. 10 ways to know your cat loves you.
That took significant research.
With your cat?
Okay, I think we need to move on. we're actually here to talk about jobs. Our guest panelist is Lauren Beard from Dolby Recruitment. How are you
Good.
This evening?
Thanks for inviting me.
Okay, now tell me, how do you go about matching people to the right job?
Well, I have been doing this for a long time now, and I can generally match a person to the perfect job using 5 simple questions.
Only 5?
Do you want to have a go?
Oh, yes, please.
Let's pretend you have come to my office to find a new career.
Okay.
You ready?
Fire away.
How are you today?
Good.
Did you take the bus to get here today?
Yes, I did.
What did you have for breakfast?
Peanut butter on toast.
Do you always have that?
Usually I do, yes.
Do you ever change your choice of spread?
No, not usually.
I have the perfect job for you. A uranium ore sorter at the Dolby Uranium Mines.
Hang on a minute. Is that I thought we were warming up.
Those are the questions.
But they weren't real questions. They didn't really tell you anything about me or my ideal job that utilizes my skills.
It's not the answer that is important, but how you answer it.
Or could it be the fact that the only real jobs at Dolby at the moment are at the mines?
Actually, I am looking for people to take part in a psychological experiment.
Go on.
Well, you know about Pavlov's dogs and social conditioning.
Yeah.
Well, John Watson and his graduate student Rosalie Rayner took Pavlov's research a step further by showing that emotional reactions could be classically conditioned in people.
Right.
It was done in 1919. The participant in the experiment was a child that they called Albert B., but is known popularly today as Little Albert. Little Albert was 9 months old. Watson and Rayner exposed him to a series of stimuli including a white rat, a rabbit, a monkey, masks, and burning newspapers, and observed the boy's reactions.
Burning newspaper and monkeys. That's mess up, man.
The boy initially showed no fear of any of the objects he was shown. So what they did was, every time the rat was shown, Watson made a loud noise by hitting a metal pipe with a hammer. Albert cried, of course. After repeatedly matching the white rat with the loud noise, Albert began to expect a frightening noise whenever he saw the white rat. Soon, Albert began to cry simply after seeing the rat.
Well, what happened to little Albert?
Well, his real name turned out to be Douglas Merritt. He died at the age of 6 in 1925, of hydrocephalus, which he had suffered from since birth.
Okay, so you want volunteers for what exactly?
I want to try the same thing, but take it further, with adults.
Right, so how would that work?
Well, it would be classical conditioning using electrocution and images of Harry Styles.
Alright, so basically a return to unethical psychological experiments. Brilliant! Thanks everyone on the panel tonight. Dr. Brian Johnson.
You are welcome.
Mandy Flowers.
Don't forget to like me.
And a special thank you to our guests for this evening, Lauren Baird from Dolby Recruitment.
A pleasure.
That's all from the panel for this week, and hopefully we'll see you next week. It's Song of the Week, Drew Dolby. What's Song of the Week this week? Tell me about it.
Dylan, it's actually a song we tried to get on last season, but we ended up making 8 episodes instead of 10. It's a great song. It's called Work For It. It's one of my favourites. And also want to say, Dylan, I like the panel, you know. It's a good idea, a good change, you know. Season, so kudos to you, my man. Great.
Well, it comes down to you. What is it that you really want? What is it that you want to be? What is it? With you.
Thank you very much for this evening. If you bothered to tune in, if you feel like it, listen to us next week, where I think possibly we're probably going to be talking about food and things you like to eat in Dolby City. Yes.